SBS Radio.
At Echo Point Lookout, atop the Blue Mountains, visitors from Sydney are enjoying the view. One male visitor, Ellie, says it is a relief to be out of the house and experiencing nature.
We're just starting to get a bit stale at home. We thought, you know, first day, outing, grab my wife and, just come up for a bit of sun.
The visitors at Echo Point Lookout are enjoying the freedom of movement now available as more coronavirus lockdown restrictions are lifted in New South Wales. Blue Mountains Mayor Mark Greenhill says he is glad to see people returning to the area. It comes as the Blue Mountains experienced devastation from severe bushfires during the summer, which, according to Department of Environment figures, left almost 80% of the Blue Mountains World Heritage Area burned. Mr. Greenhill says the coronavirus pandemic has added an extra strain.
So we've got a long road to recovery. We really suffered during the fires. We had major downturns in our businesses up here as a result, and now we've gone into COVID-19. So economically, the situation up here is quite desperate.
However, Mr. Greenhill says visitors need to play their part in preventing the spread of COVID-19, with locals concerned people aren't following the social distancing rules.
I've had contact all across the weekend from hundreds of local residents, literally hundreds of local residents, through social media and directly, really worried because they're seeing a sudden influx of people into the area. While they're not against that, what they don't see is anything that ensures the maintenance of social distancing, particularly in the streets and around our major tourist hotspots. That's what we're calling for, a strategy to maintain social distancing when the natural influx occurs. It's about balance here. We've got to protect people's health and safety while giving our businesses a chance to recover.
The plea comes as visitors were observed ignoring rope and tape cordons put in place to prevent overcrowding at tourist sites. The council has moved to shut down many of the popular tourist sites, such as the Acacia Flat, Green Gully and Perry's Camping Grounds, with additional police on patrol. But some locals, such as small business owner Robin Vidler, are optimistic that Australians will and are being responsible. She says she is witnessing people being careful.
From what I've seen, I think that Australians are actually managing it very well. When we see people come into the shop, for instance, they do have a look to see where people are standing and they're not going on top of each other. So even though that there's plenty of people around, I do think people are still very conscious about their space around them, but also about when they're picking things up. And you do notice it a lot with all the shops and everything, that they're continually disinfecting things where people are actually touching a lot. Obviously with the colder weather, some doors get closed, and so people are cleaning the door handles and things like that often.
Ms. Vidler says she is glad to be seeing people outside.
Going first through the bushfire season obviously was really hard up here. And then when everything happened with the COVID, it was like a ghost town. The street was just so quiet. But now it's really, and you can see it in the people as well. They're happy and they're so happy to be out and enjoying life again.
Ray, who has travelled from Sydney's eastern suburbs, is enjoying what the Blue Mountains has to offer. But he is making sure to keep his distance. He says he is looking forward to the moment when life can return to normal.
Just doing our bit ourselves, so we're trying to keep our distance and hopefully everybody will do the same. So hopefully try and get back to normality, some sort of normality anyway, so in the near future.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.